We are rolling. Have fun, guys, he says. My name is John Reese. This is the Blue Power Hour. I'd like to welcome Mr. Walter Trout and the Radicals to the handsome Rotund Rascal Studios here in North Hollywood. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's 105 degrees outside. It's hotter than hell. And in a very, very short time, it's going to be hotter than hell in here. Walter, how are you?
I'm doing good, John. How about you?
Well, I'm on a short string. I can't come too far.
I hate it when that happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Power Hour. We've been talking about this for about two years, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
About 2 years we've been trying to get this together. Finally got it all together, got Marie and the kids here and a whole bunch of friends, and it's a wonderful thing. I want to thank you very much. You know, it's long been my thought that if all the politicians in the world were musicians, we wouldn't be in the trouble we're in right now.
That's a good thought, but what would happen if all the musicians in the world also happened to be politicians? Think about that one.
I never thought about that. What do you think about that, Joey? Huh?
Yeah, that's something to think about. Yeah, I think we need more musicians in the world today that can get into power and do things for this country.
Absolutely. James, what do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Nice rack.
As you can tell, we're having fun here today. I'm coming over to Mr. Sammy Sevilla here, the keyboard man. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great, yeah. This is fabulous. It's great. But as far as the musicians in the world, I say, not just for the nation, but for the world, it would be a happier place. Yes, it would.
Hey, I'm glad somebody agrees with me. Well, I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Walter Trout and the Radicals. Get down.
Here we go, fellas. Elmo.
Christ. Why do you call it Elmo?
Because that's short for Elmo James.
Elmo James. I remember him. I remember him.
You know Elmo. He was otherwise known as Tickle Me Elmo.
We were talking earlier about, it's for a while now, you've been major in Europe. But you've really been working on the United States.
I've even been promoted to a lieutenant.
Sorry. I know. I set myself up for that. But that's okay. How are things going in the States?
It's going great in the States, man. We're headlining major festivals. Our last album made it up to number 12 on the National Billboard Blues Charts. And it's going great. I'm very, very encouraged and very happy.
And you're pleased with the way Roof is taking care of you. Roof is doing a great job for you as far as I can see.
You know, they're doing an awesome job for us, and I'm very, very happy to be on that label, and I'm looking forward to doing more projects with them.
The secret question, though, is how is Doug Deutsch doing for you?
Doug Deutsch does awesome for us. He's the best publicist there is. I'm just waiting for him to bring me my yarmulke that he promised me.
He promised you a yarmulke? He hasn't brought it yet.
He hasn't brought it. That's a long story, though, that we won't get into on the air.
Excellent. Excellent. This is the Blue Power Hour, everybody. I'm going to turn it over now to Mr. Walter Trout and the Radicals. I'm going to get out the way. And what are you going to play next, Walter?
I ain't got a clue until we begin it.
Excellent. Go for it.
How about this one?
In my mind, you'll always be the one, babe. In my mind.
love you, baby.
Well, that wouldn't wear you out?
Heck no!
You're just starting to get warmed up.
We're just waking up now.
Well, when are you going back in the studio and make a new record?
What month is that? Around late January, early February.
You're going to do it in this country or over in Europe?
Oh, we would do it in
this country
for
huh?
sure. I'm just not sure what city the logistics are being worked out, you know. And there's the small problem of I have to write the songs yet, but I'll get to that.
I know you will.
I'm kind of working on it slowly.
Excellent. So what do you got coming up next? What are you going to do for us here?
Let's do a tender, gentle, laid-back thing, you know, kind of like what we're known for.
Yes.
About the town I grew up in.
Excellent. And that was?
It's called. Oh, the town was Collingswood, New Jersey. And not, you know, I love all you guys back there in Collingswood, but this is a song about my feelings about growing up there. It's called You Got to Leave This Town.
Take 5 minutes here for a second, get a glass of water, and we'll do the next 15 or 20 minutes. Please cut it off, David. We'll be back.